So we're continuing today, Mirtz Hashem, in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel. We left off in the middle of the statement of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Nedarim siag leprishos. Taking a neder. Neder is a vow, is a protective fence for prishos. Prishos means the midah of separating oneself. Now, often what it means is not separating oneself from that which is prohibited, because that's obvious, but rather prishos often means even in the realm of that which is permitted, a person makes for themselves a certain protective fence so as not to fall into the clutches of excess. See, he says, So the Rabbeinu Yonah explains, he says something amazing. He goes to all the different, he says, V'hu porish ma'anas ha'olam, v'afilu midvarm ha'mutarim b'achila u'betashmish. So as we mentioned before, the Midah of Prishos says that it goes without saying a person can't engage in that which is prohibited. But even within the realm of that which is permitted, there's a concept of denying oneself certain things that may be permitted, but I know are not good for me. Right? In other words, we all have things like this in life. There's nothing wrong with it, but I also know that indulging in it doesn't put me on the path to success. This is reminiscent of the concept in Torah of Kidoshim Tiyu. What does it mean to be holy? So Rashi HaKadosh Ramban all explain, Kadesh es atzmicha b'mashem mutalach. Sanctify yourself with that which is permitted to you. In other words, it's about taking those things that may be inherently permitted, but saying, you know what? I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to enjoy it. I'm not going to have it, because doing so is not putting me on the path to success. So he gives examples. He says, the ma'achol. He gives an example with food. Ha'ochal ma'at kedei lechiyus. So he says, for example, food. A person should go ahead and eat whatever they need in order to function, but shouldn't overindulge. And he goes through each and every one of the categories. Now, here the Rabbeinu Yonah says at the end of this, he says, "Al kei nasnu etzel mishen yochol limshol berucho, v'nimshoch achar hanos." So the idea over here is curtailment of physical or carnal or material desire. Excuse me. Right? That's the idea over here, that take that which is permitted, but rein it in. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, what happens if a person says, you know what, I can't do it. I can't do it. There's nothing I'm willing to give up. There's nothing, even though I recognize I don't need it, and even though I recognize it's permitted, there's nothing I'm actively ready to give up. So what do you do in such a situation like that? So the Rabbeinu Yonah says something amazing. He says, Al kein, nasnu eitzel mishen yachal limshal berucho, v'nimshach achar anos, limdar neder liyamim. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says something amazing. He says, if I'm not on the level to give something up, he says, at least tell yourself that you're going to wait a little bit in order to enjoy it. So for example, let's say in the realm of eating, I know that I'm overindulging, but I'm not ready to give up that overindulgence. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, okay, tell yourself, you know what? I'm going to wait to eat an extra 5 minutes. So I'm not ready to give up anything, but at the same time, I'm going to wait. What am I doing? Essentially, I'm going ahead and I am exercising restraint. Now, the truth is very often what ends up happening is if a person tells themselves they're going to wait, they often muster up the courage and the koach to be able to deny themselves certain things. But even if I don't end up denying myself, even if I end up indulging, the idea that I could wait 5 minutes prior to indulging, the idea that I don't have to just jump into the indulgence, but I could pace myself, I could wait 5 minutes, that in and of itself is a demonstration, ultimately, again, of Kiddusha, of holiness. And that says, Nedarim siag lepishos. So sometimes the neder is going to be to abstain. Sometimes the neder, ultimately, again, is going... So by the way, I'm sorry, just to go full circle. The idea, what does it mean? That Nedarim are a protective fence for precious. So sometimes a person has to utilize the mechanism of a neder. In other words, sometimes telling myself I'm not going to do something is not enough. I actually have to create a level of restriction. That's what a neder does. A neder takes a nice thought, and then it makes it halachically binding. So sometimes a person needs to make a neder in order to reach the level of precious. But on a more global level, what the Rabbeinu Yonah says, Rabbi Akiva is teaching us, is the need to go ahead and practice some degree of restraint. That's what precious is. Precious says, even though it's permitted, I am not partaking because I know that this permitted thing doesn't put me on the path to success. But I can't give it up. Okay, if you can't give it up, at least exercise that restraint by not indulging every desire immediately. immediately, give it 5 minutes. In 5 minutes, I'll eat this piece of cake, right? In 5 minutes, I'll have this physical enjoyment. Give it 5 minutes. At least then, even if I end up indulging, I've shown that I have the ability to exercise restraint. And where there is restraint, there is holiness. He goes on. Mishnah then says, Nedarim. I'm sorry. He says, Siag l'chach mashtika. So the truth is, this one is pretty obvious. The protective fence to wisdom is silence. Now, of course, on a basic level, what this means is that often we say things and we regret having said them. And sometimes the wisest thing a person could do is not talk. Siag l'chachma shtika. The way to preserve your wisdom or people's perception of your wisdom, sometimes not to say anything. This doesn't mean chas v'shalom if I have something valuable to contribute. Of course, a person should contribute, but we all know this. We know this from our own lives that often I just feel a need to say something, even though it's not really helpful. So sometimes, again, the best way to preserve wisdom is not to speak. On a deeper level, the Rabbeinu Yonah says something amazing. He says that in life, it is so much better to spend more time listening and learning than it is to be talking and espousing. If a person is talking, by definition, they're not listening. And if I'm not listening, that means I'm not learning. Siag l'chach mashtika means if you want to become wise, you're going to need to listen to other people. You're going to need to hear other people. So sometimes it is so much better to remain silent so that one could absorb the wisdom that is truly all around them. Okay, we'll stop over here for today. Shkayach, everyone, have a great day.